KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action last night, we'll start with boys first. In the Hawkeye 10 last night, a game heard here on KJAN. It was Atlantic rallying from 15 down in the second half for a 43-41 come-from-behind victory over Harlan on the road last night. The Trojans did it largely with some lockdown defense last night. Sam Markham led them with 21 points. He also had 8 rebounds and 6 steals. A number of those turned into points on the other end as Markham helped to lead his team back in the second half. After the game, Sam described what the real difference was between the first and second halves for the Trojans.
I think it was just the way our team played together. Coach plays excited at halftime. We were a little bit selfish. In the first half, we were kind of going one-on-one. We weren't really looking for each other to help each other get open and score the ball. But in the second half, we knew what we had to do. Coach plays said that we had a lot of work. We came out right at the beginning. We got I think they scored real quick, and then after that, it was a good team effort. And I thought if I could apply some defensive pressure and get a couple steals, that might help spark the fire in us, and I just tried to do my part as best as I could.
Well, it worked out pretty well. Coach Steve Blazek also talked about the second half difference.
Well, we played together both at the offensive end and the defensive end, and our effort was a lot better. I don't know what happened the first half. We definitely weren't ready to play. I don't know if we thought we were just going to show up and win or what was going to happen, but I thought we had two kids that played pretty doggone well. I thought, Sammy saved our butt, and Harrison Hoig was pretty doggone solid, too.
Atlantic 43-41, the final last night. Markham 21, Dalton Franken chipped in with 14 points last night to help out in the victory. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night was Clarinda over Glenwood 63-52, Creston beating Denison 75-42, Kemper Catholic downing Lewis Central 66-39, and Red Oak defeats Shenandoah 69-53. In boys, Western Iowa Conference play last night, AHST defeating Underwood 56-48, Riverside beat Audubon 69-32, Trainer over Missouri Valley 76-43. Tri-Center beat Griswold 63-57. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, Adair Casey beat Orient Maxburg 65-24. Ankeny Christian topping Iowa Christian 70-36. Grandview Park Baptist beating Peyton Sherdan 66-31. Also around the region last night, a boys hoops. In overtime, Arweva beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 60-56. Carroll over Boone 56-55. Clarinda Academy beat Nishnabotna 64-43. East Mills over South Page 67-52. East Union beat Corning 57-47. Essex over Heartland Christian 54-41. Fremont Mills beat Villisca 52-49. Guthrie Center topping Ogden 79-50. Logan Magnolia beat Charter Oak Ute 67-33. Maple Valley over Boyer Valley 67-49. Mount Air beat Lennox 58-38. Nottoway Valley over Bedford 80-32. Omaha North beat Abraham Lincoln 84-35. Panorama topping West Central Valley 55-52. Sydney over Stanton 54-35. And Woodward Academy beat Coon Rapids Baird 60-55 last night. In girls' hoops in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 55-36. Glenwood beat Clarinda 56-38. Denison over Creston 67-40. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 46-43. Shenandoah over Red Oak 54-50. In girls' Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon beat Riverside 52-38. It was Trainer over Missouri Valley 55-46. Tri-Center edging Griswold 44-40. And AHST got past Underwood 41-34. In girls' Rolling Hills Conference play last night, Adair Casey beating Orient Maxburg 63-16, Exira EHK over Cam 47-35, Grandview Park Baptist beat Peyton Sherdan 37-21, Iowa Christian Academy over Ankeny Christian 41-36. Also around the region in girls' hoops, Arweva beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 62-52, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 44-43, Carroll beat Boone 38-23, Charter Oak Ute over Logan Magnolia 53-41, Corning a winner over East Union 43-37, Dakota Valley of South Dakota beat Thomas Jefferson 63-22, Fremont Mills over Villisca 49-46, Heartland Christian 56-28 winners over Essex, Omaha North defeating Abraham Lincoln 59-38, Panorama beat West Central Valley 69-29, Woodbine over River Valley 53-36, and Stanton 78-36 winners over Sydney in last night's girls' hoops. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, fourth-rated Arizona beat Oral Roberts 89-64. Number 7 Ohio State topping Winthrop 65-55. Ninth-rated Kansas disposes of Richmond 87-59. 18th-rated San Diego State beat Point Loma 76-49. Number 20 Michigan State topping Bowling Green 64-53. And 25th-ranked North Carolina State an 88-79 winner over Stanford. Well, we have Hawkeye basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Iowa finishes off their pre-Christmas campaign at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena as they'll face off against South Carolina State tonight. Iowa leads the all-time series 1-0. The Bulldogs lost their only meeting with Iowa 82-69 back in 2009 as the Bulldogs are 4-7 on the year. The Hawkeyes are 9-2 and looking for their 10th win, hoping to extend their best start in 4 years tonight. The Hawkeyes have won 4 games by at least 20 points so far this year. 7 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame tonight. 8 o'clock is tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena. That's Iowa facing South Carolina State. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones will close out the pre-holiday portion of their schedule tonight when they visit Missouri-Kansas City. The Cyclones are 8-3 after posting a 9-point victory over Drake at the Big Four Classic.
You know, I know our guys are excited about it. We've got a lot of fans down in the Kansas City area that are very excited about this game as well. So we just, you know, the big thing we need to do is go down there and play with a tremendous amount of energy.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the Cyclones will need a good effort on the defensive end. The Kangaroos are 4-6, and this will be Iowa State's final game until the New Year's Day matchup against Yale. Well, the Drake Bulldogs head into the Christmas break this week with a pair of home games, beginning with tonight's matchup against North Carolina Central. Drake is 4-5 after Saturday's loss to Iowa State.
Obviously, it's a big week for us before we go. Take a Christmas break. We have North Carolina Central Wednesday, and we have Eastern Illinois on the weekend. So it'd be really good for our team coming off this past weekend's game to get back on the winning side of town.
Drake coach Mark Phelps there. North Carolina Central enters with a mark of 5-5. This will be their first game after a two-week layoff. UNI faces another tough test when the Panthers visit 21st-ranked UNLV. The Panthers are 6-4 after a loss to Iowa Saturday, and they take on a running Rebels team that's won 7 straight after a 62-60 victory on Monday night at Texas El Paso.
They're a team that's very good in transition. Got a number of guys that can really score the basketball, and a very aggressive team at the offensive end of the floor.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who apparently was in the space shuttle when they recorded that. He says the Rebels will be tough to guard tonight. UNLV is 9-1 coming into tonight's ball game. In the NBA last night, Atlanta beat Washington in overtime 100-95. Toronto over Cleveland 113-99. Miami beat Minnesota 103-92. Utah over Brooklyn 92-90. Chicago beat Boston 100-89. Milwaukee over Indiana 98-93. Dallas topping Philadelphia 107-100. Denver outscored San Antonio 112-106. It was the Lakers edging Charlotte 101-100, and Golden State a winner over New Orleans 103-96. Well, multiple media outlets are reporting that Wisconsin will hire Utah State's Gary Anderson as the head football coach to replace Brett Bielema. The Wisconsin State Journal was first to report that Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez had offered Anderson the job Tuesday night. Anderson is in his fourth year at Utah State and is coming off his best season yet. The 18th-ranked Aggies won the Western Athletic Conference and finished 11-2. Chalk up another major award for Johnny Manziel. The Texas A&M quarterback is the first freshman to be voted the Associated Press Player of the Year in college football. He's also won the Heisman Trophy and the Davey O'Brien Award. Manziel collected 31 votes to 15 for Manti Te'o, Notre Dame's star linebacker, who finished second in the voting. Well, it won't be Tim Tebow time at the Meadowlands this Sunday. Instead, the New York Jets fans can prepare for a McElroy moment. Coach Rex Ryan has benched struggling quarterback Mark Sanchez and will start Greg McElroy over Tim Tebow for Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers. Sanchez benching follows Monday night's 14-10 loss at Tennessee, in which he threw 4 interceptions and couldn't handle a low snap deep in Titans territory with just seconds remaining. The Jets were eliminated from playoff contention with that loss. McElroy is a 7th-round pick last year out of Alabama, who helped lead the Jets to a 7-6 win over Arizona earlier this month after Ryan pulled Sanchez from the game late in the third quarter. Ryan hasn't decided whether Sanchez or Tebow will be the backup. Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin says cornerback Ike Taylor will miss his 3rd straight game while recovering from a fractured ankle. The Steelers also placed cornerback DeMarcus Van Dyke on injured reserve with a shoulder injury. The Buffalo Bills have signed starting right guard Craig Urbick to a four-year contract extension. Urbick is completing his third year with the Bills and is now locked up through 2016. The Chicago Bears have placed running back Michael Bush on season-ending injured reserve because of a rib injury, and they re-signed Khalil Bell to take his place. Bush appeared in 13 games, running for 411 yards and 5 touchdowns. The San Diego Chargers have placed running back Ryan Matthews, wide receiver Malcolm Floyd, and tackle Reggie Wells on season-ending injured reserve. All three were hurt in a 31-7 loss to Carolina on Sunday. In baseball news, a person familiar with negotiations tells the AP that shortstop Stephen Drew and the Boston Red Sox agreed to a $9.5 million one-year contract. Drew hit .250 with 5 homers and 16 RBIs in 39 games for the Oakland A's last season after being traded by Arizona on August 20th. In 40 games with the Diamondbacks, he hit .193 with 2 homers and 12 knocked in. The Tampa Bay Rays have signed right-handed pitcher Roberto Hernandez to a one-year deal worth $3.25 million. The player, formerly known as Fausto Carmona, was 0-3 with a .753 earned run average last season after being arrested in the Dominican Republic over the winter on false identity charges that were dropped once he completed a work program. Hernandez is 53-69 with a .464 ERA in 7 major league seasons. The San Francisco Giants reliever Santiago Casilla has finalized his 3-year, $15 million contract with the World Series champs. The Oakland A's have agreed to terms on a 2-year contract with shortstop Hiroyuki Nakajima of Japan's Cebu Lions. He's a 7-time Pacific League All-Star in Japan. The Minnesota Twins agreed with right-hander Mike Pelfrey on a $4 million 1-year contract. Pelfrey was an innings eater during a 4-year run with the New York Mets before missing almost all of last season after Tommy John surgery. And pitcher John Lannon and the Philadelphia Phillies finalized a $2.5 million 1-year contract. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.